I mean, the first thing they were worried, and boy, weren't they right. So they wouldn't be trying to shut us down if they were so powerful, if things were hopeless. It's that simple. Back to the calls. Let's go to Jason in North Carolina reporting on voter issues already reported locally. Tell us what you're seeing, though. The Dominion company, we're not even saying this is what this is about. I don't know what the call's about. Doesn't want you to be able to call in and ask questions. That's un-American. So you might want to apologize up front to Dominion, but we're not saying your case is Dominion. I'm just making a sick joke here. Jason, what are you hearing? What are you seeing?
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call, man. I really appreciate it. And based off what the last caller said, when it comes to the globalists and the New World Order, we have for years supported the Alex Jones Show with the products and everything, and they're amazing. And we'll continue to do that as long as we're on the air. But we've already had reports coming out of the Bank of America Stadium, people going to vote. They've already voted, fighting that issue. And they put on our ballots this go-round for this voting election that do you agree or disagree to allow illegals to vote? That's one of the questions on our ballot.
Excuse me, I believe you, but I didn't know this. That's why I love taking calls.
Yes.
Let me take notes. Hold on, Jason. You're in North Carolina. Everybody write this down. North Carolina. And where are you voting?
I'm voting just outside, just above Charlotte. I'm 25 minutes north of Charlotte. But, yeah, on our ballots, man, it's got two questions. One for local school boards, and two is for to allow, do you agree or disagree to allow non-citizens to vote?
So that's an initiative, or what is it?
It's like
referendum?
For the school. Yeah, for the school boards, it's like, do you want the school boards to become partisan and not, and instead of nonpartisan? That's the one question. And then the second question is, do you agree or disagree?
Okay, what's the name of what's the name of the county? Because I'll search this.
I'm in Rowan County.
Yeah, there it is. We found it. No, September 25th, 2024. That's the ACLU. That they don't care about Americans' rights for free speech. They don't defend that anymore, but they think illegals should vote. And it says, in this year's general election, North Carolina ballots will include a ballot measure to change the wording of the state's constitution to state that only citizens may vote in elections. The amendment is unnecessary and will not change the law. Okay, very interesting. Anything else, sir?
Nah, man, just say I love you, brother, and we're going to continue to fight the good fight, man.
Thank you so much. See, that's why I love calls. I didn't even know about that. It's just, can't make this up. I just can't believe how bad it's gotten. I mean, Kamala Harris and Mayorkas shipped in admittedly 325,000 children and destroyed their IDs and handed them out to people, and no one knows where they are, and the many that have been found are in physical slave labor, even New York Times reported on it, and sex slavery. And then Fox News says, does Kamala care enough about the border? The question should be, will she be prosecuted by Trump for human trafficking? I mean, it's just, it's the way they couch everything. And I can't believe what reckless crooks the Democrats are. But it's the same agenda all over the world where the globalists run things. Pedophilia, open borders, censorship, arrest for your speech, poison shots. I mean, they're attacking us. Wow. Jason in South Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Just want to say I'm praying for you and for your broadcast, because I know that it's up for auction. And without your broadcast, I know there'd be a lot of ignorant people out there, including myself, because I always listen to mainstream news. So I thank you for all that you do for everyone.
Well, all I need all of you to do is to remember the URLs, alexjonesnetwork.com, realalexjones.com. Just remember those URLs, realalexjones.com, and they'll have sites, everything, you name it.
Yeah.
Is it the Alex Jones Network or alexjonesnetwork.com? We'll put those URLs on screen. I can't keep track of them anymore. But it's realalexjones.com. It's alexjones.network. 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 Just a dot. alexjones.network. realalexjones.com. And alexjones.live. Those are the places to find us one way or another. Real Alex Jones on X. Also on X, AJN Live, at AJN Live. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. What I was going to say was about the election and the people that are saying that, you know, they're allowing non-citizens to vote. It kind of led me down a path of all the other things that they're doing wrong, you know, poisoning the water and the food and, you know, Bill Gates and his shots, you know, and he's poisoning our kids. And I'm with you all about, you know, fighting peacefully and lawfully, but, you know, when it comes to literally killing us and literally, you know, dictating our future without us having any ability to control it because they don't play by the rules, I'm just curious, how far are we as Republicans going to go and play by the rules? Like, how far are they going to be able to push us off the cliff before we start fighting back, you know? And I don't know, like, if some of us are at that point, you know, it's kind of hard to do something, but if, I don't know, if we can unite somehow and do something about it, it's like I'm tired of playing by the rules because it's like the water literally killing us, you know, like the food literally killing us. It's like, it's not really a game anymore. They're literally doing this to us. They're letting everybody vote in the elections that aren't allowed to vote in the elections because they're trying to get the upper hand, have more votes and control it and go to one world government. Like, they're doing it and we're still playing by the rules, you know, and there's a lot.
That's right. It's the ultimate form of selfishness to disenfranchise people, dumb them down, poison them, slowly kill them. But for the globalists, they see us all as a bunch of animals that are in their way. And if we're too dumb to fight them and stand up against them, they think we deserve to die. But then you look at their minions. They're the dumbest, most evil, stupid people. The folks fighting for freedom, you know, have light in their eyes. It's beautiful. And this is really the human condition. It's about the choice. So the biggest thing is you're awake. Now it's time to wake up others. Then it's time to, with your decisions, not support the globalists and their institutions and organizations as much as you can. And to build alternate systems and to realize globally humanity's awakening. We've got the initiative. The globalists know that, so they're trying to get things violent and push us into violence because that's their only hope long term. They're discredited, they're in trouble, their fraud's coming out. So but by not playing by the rules are submit to tyranny. How about you don't? How about when you see corruption, you expose it? How about you engage in civil disobedience long before you got to go to violence? How about you aggressively support the institutions and organizations that are fighting for freedom? Make it the main focal point of your life. And then you'll be so much more informed, not as a victim, not as somebody that's pessimistic, but somebody that's studying how things work to be an overcomer. We're not given to a spirit of cowardice and weakness, to paraphrase the Bible, but one of an overcomer, of a lion. And so we expose the evil, we promote the good, and we're a light in the world. And as the darkness intensifies, people will listen, and they are. But I understand your frustration, but we force the enemy to take the mask off. They're throwing everything they've got at us right now. And we just have to stay the course and not give up and realize God's in control.
With 13 days left, do you think we have enough time to just, you know, try to wake people up? Like, we don't really have a lot of time, you know, one way or the other. If Trump wins, I heard you say it today, if Trump wins, you know, they got until January to do whatever they want to do to try to ruin the country as much as they can.
But people are waking up at record rates. Even if they kill Trump or steal it, it blows up for them even worse. They're going to clamp down even more. And then look, any way you slice it, the globalists are going to lose. The devil's always been a loser, okay? The only question is how long, brother? It's a personal decision, a spiritual decision that you recognize it, you're not for it, you're not going to worship the beast system under their system to be able to operate in it. You're making the spiritual and then physical decision to not be part of their system. That is the spiritual choice. That is the test that is this life. And that is the process. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. It's kind of scary to sit back and just watch this happen. But I mean, I understand and I'm with you. You know, I'm Christian and, you know, I believe in God and I know where I'm going ultimately, my destination. But it's just hard, you know, to just watch all this happen. I know that you're aware of this, but it's just hard. You know, it's like, you know, I got a 4-year-old and who knows what they're doing, you know, with all the shots and with all the water.
Well, absolutely. I don't know how she's going to develop. Let me just end it this way. And you're making great points. Submitting, I know you're not saying you want to do that, for people that do want to, submitting destroys you faster. It just makes it look like you're not being destroyed. Fighting helps society, helps yourself, and God's watching. And so this is the process. This is where we are. People were asleep for a long time, so things really got bad. And everything doesn't hinge on Trump winning. This is a great time for awakening. We're making the enemy show who they are. And we're winning. So God bless you. I appreciate your call. And I understand you got a family. And you're, I mean, look, they knew their shots erased your immune system. They knew the shots sterilized people. They knew the shots killed a bunch of people. And they want the power to do that and test it and get away with it so they can do it again. Didn't go well. Blew up in their face. They admit. That was a win. It was hard. It was terrible. A bunch of people got killed. But it really hurt them. They admit it. So, and so all they got is attacks left. And it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, but it's going to get better. Hour number three, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus, but as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.